to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of the WWE pre-show. I'm your host, The Surfer, and hopefully I won't be the only one on the show today. Because you can take your calls here on Skype at SilverSurfer_Forever. We can go over the card for WWE TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, the Raw exclusive pay-per-view. So I got to stall for a minute or two. Hopefully, somebody will call in. Somebody from the Rant EM Radio family, or you if you're listening live in the chat room. I think William's in the chat room. What's up, William Morgan? And be nice if you called in, along with maybe Mr. Hightower or whoever else is out there. And, well, I can't stall forever, so I'll just read the card to you, and then I can go over my thoughts of the different outcomes. So the matches today will be Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox, the Brian Kendricks and Jack Gallagher versus Rich Swann and Cedric Alexander. Alexa Bliss will take on Mickie James for the Raw Women's Championship. Making her debut will be Asuka versus Emma. And the main event was supposed to have been The Shield versus Dean Ambrose, Miz and Cesaro, which they got listed as The Bar. I don't know if that's what they go by. Kane and The Monster, Braun Strowman, but because of the illnesses going around, Roman Reigns won't be a part of this match, so filling in for him will be General Manager Kurt Angle. And so that is the rundown of the card. I'm getting to my first call, if I can get Skype to work properly. Come on. Be patient with me, caller. I'm trying to get you in now. It didn't work. What the heck? Just when you need Skype to act up, it does. I'm going to try to call them back.
What's up?
We have William Morgan from the Sports Report.
What's up, yeah, man?
What's up?
Chilling, man. Hey, calling to see what you got going on tonight, man.
What's your excitement for this card from 1 to 10?
An 8.
That high, huh? You really think they're going to deliver?
The only reason why it's an 8 for me, got two reasons. A, we got Asuka doing her thing, and Kurt Angle's coming back. But I don't think we're going to get the real Kurt Angle. I think we're going to get a protected Kurt Angle. He's going to go in, do a little something, but then he's going to be right back out, you know, quit tag as far as he's concerned.
When is there a tag in a tables, ladders, and chairs match?
I don't know, man. I thought
it would just be a free-for-all.
I don't have a clue.
And the other thing I'm starting to realize, what are the other TLC matches that involves tables, ladders, and chairs?
That's the only one, isn't it?
I don't know. That's the thing. Usually, you have the one match with all three. And then, of course, you have a ladder match. You have a chairs match. You have a table match. Sometimes they throw in the stairs.
Yeah.
Are they having those matches at all tonight, or?
No.
They just have, they're calling it TLC for that one match.
One match.
That Has one WWE match. Lost their mind?
I say, it's going to be interesting, man. I mean, oh, and the other match I'm kind of excited for, Finn Balor versus AJ. Other than that.
Well, that's yes and no. I mean, right. Those two in the ring should probably, if they're doing it right, should be the best match of the night. Yeah, but, I mean, we're getting two guys with no storyline, no build-up, no reason for them to fight. I mean, we know the real worldwide, but as far as, you know, those two just fighting each other, it's going to be a one and done with nothing to, you know.
But with that being said, they can still steal the show, though.
And then that's the other thing. Raw had no one else in the roster they could use to fill in. Are they ranked that bad, or is this that many people sick?
Who from that roster you would use that would give you the hype that this match has? I mean, there's people online, they're watching this pay-per-view just for that match.
Okay, then that's the thing. Don't you think that's is something wrong if you got a guy that's out, he can't go, and you have nobody on your show?
No, I agree. It's definitely mishandling the talent. Me and Phil talked about that on Tom Throwbacks the other night. Total mishandling of talent there. I agree. But again, who do you have on that roster that can really generate the excitement that's available?
And then to bring Kurt Angle back.
Well, like I say, you know what daddy is. He's going to be protected. He's going to get in there and do a few moves. Tag out. He's going to be very protected.
Here's one that I got to ask. They couldn't convince Brock to come in for an extra pay-per-view?
I mean, if you want to give up a little bit more loot, yeah. But how many big men do you already have in that match, though? You already got Strowman. You already got Kane. You can count Sheamus.
If Brock filled in on the side of the Shield, don't you feel like this evening the odds a bit?
But that wouldn't make sense.
I mean,
because the shield are primarily faces.
Unfortunately, Samoa Joe's not ready, right? And if he is ready, then why isn't he filling in for Bray Wyatt?
I don't think Joe's ready yet. I don't think he's 100% yet. That's the only reason I can think of for him not to be on this card, that he's not 100% ready. But it can't be Brock on that style because Brock's a heel. No,
he's heel-ish.
Heel-ish, okay. Whatever you want to say, it wouldn't make really a lot of sense to have him with Dean and Seth. I mean, for God, he hates Seth. That's what I love for him.
But he also hates Strowman more.
That's true, too. But again, so, you know, Kurt's going to be protected. But just to see Kurt back in the ring is a great thing. You're just not going to get a real version of Kurt Angle tonight.
And then what's the point of that? Anyway, so, first match, Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox. I'm assuming Sasha goes over, but they've had her lose to Alicia Fox before in the past.
Yeah.
Who do you think going to take this?
I got Sasha. She's just not saying that Alicia can't do it, but I think Sasha's going to win.
Alicia is doing her, you know, crazy like a fox, stone cold. And, you know, it's like we get that in spurts with her. It's a thing of she's doing her crazy act, and that's what people like. That's what they want to see. And then it goes nowhere. She does nothing. They do nothing with her. So they really have dropped the ball on that particular character and what they could do with her and her stone-cold crazy persona.
To be honest with you, I'm shocked she's still there, to be all out honest with you.
She probably don't get paid much, so, I mean, Why would they have to let her go?
I mean, I'm just shocked that she's still there because they haven't done anything with her. What?
I know she's like the longest been there longer than any female, and mm-hmm. and I doubt if she's getting paid more than she has from when she originally walked in the door.
Right.
And you know whatever she might be satisfied where they pay. Oh, we get another call. Hold on. No, missed it just like that. Let's try to get him back.
It's Mr.
You got your Hightower?
Mr. Hightower.
Yeah, man.
I thought you were going to call me earlier.
You know what? I was just finishing up my podcast. And
how you going to podcast at the same time I'm podcasting?
The disrespect.
I know. Damn disrespectful.
I thought y'all would call in too. I know I sent it out on my page.
I gotta do my podcast. I can't, you know.
Dude, I don't have your podcast number.
Yeah, I mean, I want to come on your podcast, but I can't do it at the same time.
I want to jump on that thing too.
I'm gonna have y'all come on the next time. I'm gonna talk to my co-host, and then I'm gonna have y'all come on.
Okay, that'll work. Okay.
So who you got between Sasha Banks and Alicia Fox?
This might be I think Alicia Fox. I think they sent in the message to Sasha Banks.
Yeah, they just don't want to give this woman her shine.
Who got the bigger forehead, Fox or Banks?
Oh man, yeah, I would like Banks. To see her. I would love to see a ramming contest. They get an opposite.
You know what though? I heard that she been she haven't been getting along with nobody backstage, and Fox holder.
Yeah, like she like hanging with her husband more than anybody else.
I heard that too.
But just because you don't hang with people doesn't mean that should make you dislikable.
But no, Sasha Banks is mean as fuck though. I can see it in her face. I know that she's probably hella mean. Probably don't want to talk to nobody after she get off of work. She just want to go home to her man.
Now I'm gonna ask you before we go on the rest of the card. What do you think about this? The fact that you know they have to substitute wrestlers with AJ Styles and Kurt Angle to make this pay per view work, as opposed to using other people on their own roster.
I think it would have worked without having Kurt Angle. They kind of needed AJ Styles. I want to know what the fuck happened. That was like a shocker.
I'm saying, if you got to bring somebody from the other show, that just shows how weak your talent is.
Well, you know, this is the Big Show season. So, you know how things is.
Yeah, there's no Big Show. I could see he probably would have filled in nicely on this match had he not going out for surgery.
When I say this is Big Show season, that means that it's a season where, like, it's getting, you know, WWE is getting boring right now.
No, it's not that. It's just it's getting close to the end of the year, and they're just
getting close to the end of the year. Yeah.
All right, so cruiserweight.
Do it make a difference? I mean, does it make a difference? It makes the show actually a little bit more entertaining.
I'm saying you have a roster of talent, and your roster is bigger than the other show's roster of talent. And you don't feel anybody's on there is good enough to fill in for Bray Wyatt or good enough to put into your main event to elevate them for a match. They really miss Ryberg, don't they?
What's the new server for Gold Dust in it?
Gold Dust?
Yeah, we're going to put Gold Dust in it.
Hey, well, you know, him and Finn had their little problems, so if they put Gold Dust in that match, I'd be like, okay. You know, paint versus paint.
Yeah, but no.
All right, so you got
I'm gonna bring Mark Henry out of retirement.
He's done?
I thought he was done for mirroring performing, yeah.
Oh, okay. Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher versus Rick Swan and Cedric Alexander.
I got Alexander and Swan.
I think they're gonna go with Kendricks and Gallagher because Cedric and because Swan and Alexander's just been winning for most of this, so I think they're gonna reverse it for the pay per view and have Kendricks and Gallagher go over.
Why not be against the brothers?
I'm not against them. I'm just saying that you know, they're gonna continue this by having those two guys go over and continuing their little mini feud.
Need the support. Need the support. I'm his message. But I do have Alexander and Swan.
Yeah.
For the what match?
Gallagher and Kendrick versus Alexander and Swan.
I really don't fucking give a fuck. Probably Gallagher. This match doesn't really make no sense.
Well, you know, they got these wrestlers. They ain't paying them much, but they got to use them.
I've never seen a division that's got the least amount of fanfare. And when you have somebody up in there in Enzo who was getting major heat, instead of them milking that major heat for as long as they could, they took the belt off of him and put it on Kalisto.
Well, I hear it's all because of what what you call him did. What's the guy who had the belt before Enzo?
I think they did that for
Neville. Yeah, see, Neville. So yeah, Neville supposedly walked out last, you know, that day, and he was supposed to fight Enzo in a non-title match and beat him. Right. And he walked out because he's angry. So they put Kalisto in there and gave Kalisto the win, which then gave him the belt.
Right.
So I think Enzo's going to get the belt back. And, you know, the word is none of the cruiserweights are happy because they don't get a lot of money unless they are champion or fighting for the championship. And, you know, the reason why Neville and Austin Aries before him, why they left was because they got left off the DVD for WrestleMania, which means they lost money from that. They may have got left out.
Well, you know, another thing, too, and this goes back to the day. I've always wondered why certain guys got pigeonholed, and those guys got pigeonholed strictly as cruiserweights, and particularly in Neville's case, I don't think that was fair. You could have put an IC. Neville could have been a believable IC champion.
Well, before the cruiserweights, they didn't know what to do with him.
He could have been an IC champ easy. Same thing with Aries. Both those guys have shown that they've been successful in other weight classes, not just being pigeonholed as a cruiserweight. You know, that's just creative's problem, not, as you say, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to do with them.
All right, so Enzo and Kalisto, who y'all got?
I got Enzo.
You got the Zo?
Yep, I got Enzo just for the fact. That's major heat, man. And if you put that belt back on him, that's major heat.
And he's starting to have a little faction for him around him too.
Yeah. I mean, that's heat, man. You can't beat that. Kalisto can't give you that.
Yeah, I really thought when they created the cruiserweight division that Kalisto would have gotten the title like a long time ago. But, you know, the way they brought him in now and gave him the belt, that's just a little temporary thing. Yeah. What you got, Hightower? Yo, mister. Damn, man. He off doing something else.
Hey.
He gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just leave, don't say goodbye, nothing. That's young generation. Oh, God. All right.
No call and no nothing.
So we're gonna miss out on the debut of Sister Abigail. So we're getting the Demon Finn Balor versus AJ Styles, which could be a great match, but it seems still like a throwaway. Cause there's gonna be no reason for AJ Styles to show up just that he's AJ Styles. Who you got?
I got AJ. Nothing against Finn, but I love AJ.
Well, the thing was, who you thought was going to win if Bray Wyatt was still in this match?
I probably would have went with Bray.
So you think Finn's gonna lose in his demon form, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I know it's hard to believe because, you know, he's pretty much is so that demon form is so over. But I just love AJ, man. I just love AJ. I think AJ can pull it off. If anybody could do it, it would be.
I think it's going to be a very good match AJ.
You just come back out of nowhere.
Yeah, I just came back. I had to fix my value. AJ Styles and Finn Balor, even though it's not even like, you know, a story involved with the match, I think it's still going to be a good match, and they're going to tear down the house. And I think that's going to be match of the night.
Yeah. If
any match- Hold on. Have they ever faced each other in New Japan?
I think so. Phil would be the guy to answer on that one.
Oh, this might be the actually first time wrestling.
But Phil would be the guy who can definitely answer that.
Yeah, Phil or Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Either one of those guys would be the ones who can answer that question.
Yes, sir. I got Finn Balor.
I got AJ. Love AJ. Awesome. What's next, Surfer?
Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James. Biscuit Butt versus Roast Beef.
See.
Mickie James.
Hey, Mickey James called her Biscuit Butt.
But I got
and it's aptly named too, because that's what she got. She got it. She has one. It's small, but it's good. She got one.
You can have it. I got Mickey James.
You think they're going with Mickey James again?
Yep.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I can't stand Bliss, and she's got two of the three qualities that you need. She can talk. She's got the look, but. In my humble opinion, she can't wrestle worth a damn. So I'm tired of these wannabe porn stars being champions or being pushed. Put it on Mickey. I always go with the worker. Mickey's the worker, so I always go with the worker versus the porn star.
Why would you call her a wannabe porn star?
She doesn't want to be porn star. Same thing with Carmella. I don't like her either. Wannabe
because,
porn star.
You know, Alexa Bliss doesn't act like this in real life.
I know she don't, but I don't like her. I didn't like her in NXT. I never liked Bliss. I never have been a fan of Bliss. I've never been a fan of Carmella. So I'm going with Mickie James. They lack so much in the ring. She's so green in the ring. So is Carmella. So green in the ring. And it's like, no.
Yeah, for some reason, they keep giving her the belt.
Yeah.
Three-time champion.
Yeah. I've never liked Bliss, though. Never liked her.
I think they're going to keep with Alexa Bliss. I think they look at Mickie James. See, you know this whole thing, they've been calling her old. And I think they really look at it that way.
And, I think right, the only reason why they'll keep it on Bliss is to keep the Bliss fanboys happy. That's the only reason why they'll keep it on Bliss. But I think Mickie James would be do a run. She's Hall of Fame, whether she wins this or not. But, you know, I would just like to see Mickie get in one more run before she wraps it up.
You know, why can't we just, you know, cut the biscuit in half and put the roast beef inside and get a good meal?
See, only you would think like that. Only you. Hightower, you got Bliss or James?
I got Mickie James. I think she gonna win it. Because, I mean, she deserving is probably in her contract, too.
Speaking of roast beef, you know...
They ain't bring her back to lose, tell you that.
Speaking of roast beef, Arby's was supposed to have a venison sandwich yesterday. I wanted to try it, but things went wrong. Did anybody else go to Arby's and try that venison sandwich?
Nope.
Have y'all, either one of y'all ever ate venison?
Mm-mm.
No. I know one thing, though. They got a nasty pitcher in their restaurants. You got a milkshake, some cream, and some bacon in it. That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, what the fuck? A milkshake with bacon in it?
Yeah, stick of bacon. Strip of bacon. Sticking out.
That's nasty, and that is fat. That is pure fat. That is pure
fact.
That's
what people want. They want the, they want shit that they shouldn't eat. I saw a cook. He made a velvet cake.
Velvet?
And, you know, yeah. And you know, it had the whipped cream cheese frosting, and then he sprinkled crumpled bacon on top.
Man, and hell no. Bacon don't go with everything, and that's one thing it don't go with.
Neither one of y'all ate deer before?
I've eaten deer before.
I've
eaten deer before. It cooks quick, and because there's no fat on it. I've had it as a steak, but I've never had that, you know, as part of a sandwich.
All right, so making her debut, the 500-plus day reign of Asuka comes up from NXT.
Why are you asking this question, sir?
I'm not asking the question. I'm giving out the card.
Asuka will kill the girl.
Versus Emelina / Emma / they don't know what to do with her.
She look good, though.
Because she tries to stale.
She look good, though.
Yeah.
And she can wrestle.
So, yeah, I think Asuka's going to lose. They don't like her up on the main roster.
You need to stop trolling.
She loses, they're going to release her.
You need to stop trolling. Asuka was a badass way before she got it.
So the question is this going to be a squash match, or is this going to be a, you know...
Squash or 10?
A long, you know, a pretty squash. sizable match before Asuka goes over.
I think Emma put up somewhat of a showing for herself at the end, but at the end, she's going to lose to Asuka. Emma can go, so, you know, she'll put up a little bit of a fight, but eventually she'll go down.
Then what happens with Asuka? You know, are they going to make a big deal about her after she wins? Or, like, how do you think they're going to handle her going forward?
If you get Asuka and Bliss, I would love to see Asuka and Bliss. Last time those two fought, Asuka broke her nose. So, and I would love to see it. Love to see it. If we get Mickey wins tonight and Asuka goes up against Mickey, it's a rematch. And I would match, so definitely.
Oh, and so what you're calling supposedly walked out too. Well, now she's on leave.
Nia Jax is now
on leave. Nia Jax, yeah.
She's now on leave.
She's unhappy. So many people are supposed to be unhappy.
You'd be unhappy too. Look, Bailey has a reason to gripe. Jax has a reason to gripe all over Bliss.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah, another person who have a reason to gripe. It doesn't make sense. She's not that good. And sometimes with some people, you have to take the personal feelings out of the equation sometimes. And I just think, you know, people look at her background and kind of feel for her a little bit. But when Bailey got over there, Bailey was supposed to be the main one. Maybe Sasha turning heel, Charlotte. And now Bliss turns everything upside down, and I don't understand why. She's not that good.
They just interviewed Mickie James. That's how you know she's gonna lose.
Matt is gonna come out. Watch, Matt is gonna come out
with the baby.
Come out with the baby, they will help Mickie win.
And then what's it gonna be in the back saying? What about my baby? My baby was in the ring first. My baby's undefeated in the ring.
Sure is.
I know y'all used to laugh at me when I told you that baby was going to get in the ring. And damn sure did not get in that ring and pin somebody.
No, I'm going for Mickey tonight, man. Gotcha.
Yeah, getting back to there's nobody else. They couldn't have John come off the set of Bumblebee for a night and fill in.
Come on, we'll see John Cena.
Nobody just, don't want to see John Cena. Come on.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit. Everybody act like they don't want to see John Cena, but ratings go down, and then they bring him back, and ratings come back up. So what is that?
You might want to see John Cena. But
I don't want to see John Cena right now. I want to see him at Survivor Series.
Right. Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah, I want him to come back. I just don't want to see him. Like, this is, like, if anybody should have Brock Lesnar contract, it's John Cena.
Yep.
Well, for real. If anybody should have Brock Lesnar contract, it's John Cena.
Now, I'd rather John... let me ask you. So, if Cena went to a Brock Lesnar schedule, would y'all be happy if they didn't give Cena the belt? He only shows up once every 3 or 4 months to defend it. Would that make y'all happy?
It make me? I mean, to me...
I think people would lose their damn minds.
Cena don't need a belt anymore, though.
But see, I wouldn't really get mad at that, like... Because I know John... See, all I say Brock Lesnar is give me a fucking match. John Cena will give you an hour-long fucking match. If he knows that... If he had... What's his name schedule? He'll give you an hour, damn near a 2 hour good fucking match. if he can.
I mean,
if he had the opportunity, he'll at least give you a match, right? He'll give you a long match.
Right.
Brock Lesnar ain't giving us no matches. He giving us fucking slaughterhouse. Going to the house to get slaughtered and win. He should not win against Braun Strowman. That should never happen. Samoa Joe had the opportunity. Samoa Joe should have won. It's just
pushing Lesnar, man. Pushing the hype. That's what they do.
I'm just tired of talking about this guy because he just...
Whoever makes the more money in merch wins. And unfortunately, it's Lesnar, it's Bliss, whoever dominates the merch sales gets pushed. And that's what it seems like going on here.
So more people buy Bliss over Bailey.
I mean, yeah. But right now, it's a shame to say it. Bailey's old news. She's old news.
She's a hugger.
And old news. She's an old hugger.
Old hugger, huh?
That's bad to say, I'm not saying it in terms of her age. It's just the fact that she's so written out of stuff right now, it doesn't make any sense to feature her. She's not in the title picture, and you don't know what else to do with the rest of the women that makes sense. So what you gonna do with her?
I got breaking news. I'm coming for that championship in the fantasy league. That's all.
Oh, whatever.
You know, one of my fantasy teams, real quick. I left Carl on the bench. If I had started him, it would have been over.
Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I started him. I wasn't going to start him. That's why I started him.
I got points from everybody else in that game, including Alex Smith. I put him in as my starter.
Damn. You whooped me. Goddamn, how did you whoop me? Let me see. God damn it. Fucking damn.
What's wrong?
Oh, I lost against Will.
I took on real Will last week. Was that last week when you what up?
It wasn't me and you last week.
I know I fought Hunter already.
Yeah, it wasn't me and you last week.
You sure? I thought I did 200. I mean, maybe it was in the B League I went up against you.
I played against Phil.
I think I went up against you in the B League.
It might have been. No, I went up against Tony C in the B League.
Oh, okay.
I went up against Tony C in the B League.
Well, main event.
Damn, Jordan Matthews. Got me 1 point.
Oh. already won, though.
The Hounds of Justice minus one hound.
Snoopy left the motherfucker.
With the Olympic gold medalist having wrestled in more than a year, Kurt Angle. Versus, they calling them the Bar. Is that their name now?
Yeah.
The Bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they call Cesaro and Sheamus.
Shamrock, yeah. The Miz, Kane, and Braun Strowman. Now, it doesn't explain why Kane's involved in this match, other than he probably needs the money for his campaign. That's probably why he came back. He's like,
you, but you keep saying put other people on that other team. You can't put Kane on that other team because more than likely you're gonna see Kane go against Roman to avenge his brother's loss.
Yeah, but now that Roman's not in this match, what are you using Kane for?
You still can't even have him go. It's best to have him go against the Shield because the Shield is one of the people that jumped him.
They showing Lisa Fox jumping Sasha in the back and pushing referees.
Yeah, that's what you. That's what you want to see.
I'm telling you, somebody back there don't like it because I'm telling you, somebody back there don't like Sasha Banks.
Oh, it's coming on now. Lisa Fox is coming out. She got her fans. She's doing a little strut.
Battle of the foreheads.
She got a wig on. You know she wearing a wig, right?
In the Battle of the Foreheads, we have Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox right here.
You know it's a wig she wearing, right?
Yep.
Sure. Because her forehead is massive without the hair.
That thing is huge.
There's, you know, when she's out in the street, she wears something on her head to cover up that six head.
Yeah, leave my baby alone.
Man, that's a landing strip.
Look better than Sasha Banks, ugly ass.
Sasha Banks, she got a five. That's why she puts her five hands all the time.
Sasha Banks is ugly. I don't know why everybody.
She's not ugly. Look, if you don't find her attractive, I wouldn't argue with you, but ugly is not the word for her.
No, I see that. And I don't know. I guess I see girls like her every day in California. She's ugly. Yeah.
That's why they invented paper bags.
Not that fine.
You better not let her cousin hear you say that.
Who?
You don't know who her cousin is?
Who?
Snoop.
I don't give a fuck about that nigga either.
Bust a cap in your ass.
First of all, he from South Cal. I'm up here up north. Like, I don't care about no damn Snoop Dogg.
He'll send his gang members after you.
What gang members? You remember? I'm Samoan. You remember that, right? The Rock is my cousin.
It's a Samoan car. Oh damn!
I'll put out Samoan car so quick. My whole bunch of I'm surrounded by some moments.
Usos,
the Rock.
Got them pushing each other like two women on the street. Now they're in a street fight, basically.
Man, let me see what you're talking about. Let me head over to
them. Yeah, let me head over to them.
They broke up at the moment. They, you know, Butcher comes outside the ring.
They're gone, sir.
Talking about something.
You know, my thing with Alicia Fox, she lose points because she freaking cried over breaking up with what's that British dude that used to be there?
Wade Barrett.
Yeah, Wade Barrett of all motherfuckers. It's like, she's like, why are we breaking up? He's like, well, I wouldn't marry you, so what's the point of being together? She should have said, fuck you, motherfucker, but no.
That's like when your ex-wife wanted to be your friend. Why?
When your ex-wife, you said?
His wife act talking about she wants to be your friend. Hell no. Why?
You know, when you got kids involved, y'all gonna be linked forever. So
I'll still rock your ass. Oh damn! What is she wearing?
Who?
Alicia Fox. I think a member of the Green Lantern Corps. What the hell?
How old is she? She must have took some of the stuff out of Witchukon's closet.
You talking about?
I'm just blanking on everybody's name. Naomi.
Okay. Feel the glove.
She took some out of her closet to wear, so.
How old is Alicia Fox now? 40-something?
She that old?
I'm thinking
no,
that.
No, she can't be that old. She started in her 20s, so maybe she's in her 30s.
Maybe late 30s?
No, I wouldn't say that old. Oh, don't make faces like that.
Okay, she's 31.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, if she was in her 40s, they'd have been got rid of her. Is she pulling her bottom lip and making these crazy faces?
Yeah.
And now she's freaking out. Grab a soda can or something like you used to. Me mugging for the camera. Now we got a commercial on a YouTube pay-per-view pre-show about New Orleans.
What the heck? Alicia Fox, Sasha Banks got the pink hair.
What about pink hair?
Sasha Banks got that pink hair.
How'd she have pink hair for a long time?
That pink hair gone. Yeah.
What wrestler have their normal hair and nothing else, no other color in there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they'll probably change for it.
They all got horse hair weaved into their.
How you gonna say that?
Because it's true.
Even your girl Naomi got horse hair weaved in there.
Come on now, she got more horse hair than anybody else.
She's amazing. I got all that ass and that weave. Dang. Charlotte too.
Yeah, I believe that, Pastor. I believe that.
But they call it extensions, though.
Don't nobody care about toilets. No one cares.
Oh, wow. Extensions you can take out, when you're done.
Yeah. Once that weave get up in there, bro.
Yeah, that's sewn in.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yes.
It'd be so funny if Alicia did win this match. I don't think she's gonna do it, but it'd be funny.
You're fighting outside the ring now.
I think Alicia Fox is giving her a receipt, though.
This is black on black crime.
Black on black crime. The vet.
It's an urban cat fight.
Well, at least they're not doing pillow fights and lingerie matches. And
yeah, at least they're getting somewhat physical.
Knowing Vince, he'd probably go back to that. We missed those pillow matches.
Oh, did y'all see the Triple H and New Day segment?
No, when was this?
Oh, my God. So let me put that in the what's the day for you.
Okay. When was this?
This was earlier on today.
I didn't see it.
Last week. I'm gonna put it on the Facebook.
Okay.
On the group page.
One thing I hate about these ladies, man, and sadly to say, Asuka, Ember is getting there. You don't see enough strong style wrestling among these ladies, and I hate that, man. You see it more on the indie scene than you do in WWE, and I hate that.
Because WWE don't want people to get hurt.
That strong style is awesome, damn, man. Oh.
She can just keep throwing this bitch out the ring.
Like somebody from the Green Lantern Corps versus Star Sapphire. Come on, man.
Man, Sasha, man, she get ragdolled a lot, don't she?
Yeah, she do. But I heard a rumor. Caitlyn has been training to get back into the Disney.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if she came back, would they, you know, elevate her or just let her linger down? I was going to say, she ain't going to get a count-out victory.
It's a Triple H with Dancing with the New Day.
He can't dance, can he?
Yeah, but you got to see it, though.
He did it once before.
No, but this time, he did it before. This one was kind of funny, though.
I get the link later. I'll watch it. You know what I was watching earlier before we started this show? The Great Betrayal. When Porn Order turned on Hulk Hogan. And I'm watching it. And you can see why Orndorff would turn on Hogan. And as a kid, of course, I didn't see the signs, but you know, Hogan was an ass leading up to that.
Of course he was.
You know, they introducing Porn Orndorff and Hogan just walks past him and taking all the shine. Roll up. Alicia Fox gets knocked out the ring. Now she's fixing the titties in her wig. They caught that on camera, too. Damn, that forehead is dangerous. It's like a mutant ability. Like a Master of the Universe power, ram head.
The total Ram Man.
I can work with that forehead, though.
Be like, Skeletor be like, Ram Head, knock that door down, won't you?
Oh, man.
This better be a good, no, it's going to be okay. It's gonna be okay. Pay-per-view overall.
Two count for Alicia Fox. Oh, now she's doing her. You know, I like when they do that little tension tantrum, especially Alexis Bliss. When she does that tension tantrum in the ring.
I hate Bliss.
I find that hot.
I hate Bliss. Y'all can have
it. That's all right.
Give me Natty.
Yeah, give me Natty too.
Now, William, I showed you that video how Natalya looks in real life. Isn't that shocking how she glams herself up?
Yeah.
You missed the highlight of the video that tapping out. Alicia Fox tapped out. They show what people look like in real life, and everybody else is like dressed down and just regular slums, and they show Natasha.
Natalya,
I'm sorry. And she's like the opposite outside the ring. She glams herself up.
She looks good.
It
man.
Was amazing how different she looks outside the ring.
She looks. What's the name? Look good too outside the ring.
It's not about looking good. It's just the what she goes through with the kind of dresses she wears, the way the makeup she puts on and everything.
She really glams up, man.
I mean, she puts on expensive clothing and glams herself up.
Well, she got that heart money.
You don't see that when she comes in the ring. You don't. She looks just average and plain.
She got that heart money.
But you would think that outside the ring, she would just be a regular person. Instead, she's like trying to, you know. I'll try to send you the link later to the video.
That thing, amazing.
All right, so now we got David Otunga talking. you know, they messed up his career in the ring. He should have been world champion by now.
But he got a good looking wife though.
Because he's black. They did get married.
I think they did.
Okay, because you know,
I haven't heard.
She did make her. Well, he didn't make her, but she slimmed down because of him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he don't really need this job, though.
So we're like 10 minutes away from the pay-per-view TLC. And like I said earlier, they didn't announce no other matches involving tables, ladders, and chairs other than the main event. I mean, wouldn't AJ Styles and Finn Balor, well... You would think Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt would have been a chairs match before they put in AJ Styles. And, you know, they could have Enzo and Kalisto in a ladder match for the belt, you know. Kurt Angle to wrestle at TLC. They just shown all the headlines. You think Kurt going to look in shape or he going to look like he's been a little doughy?
I think he'll look in shape.
You think he's gonna be able to move like he can wrestle, or just he gonna look slow in the ring?
Nah, I think he'd be able to move, but I don't think he'll spend a lot of time in the ring, though.
What's he gonna do against Braun Strowman? What's any of them gonna do against Braun Strowman? You know, Kane can be chopped down to size.
And, you know what? But I think the Undertaker is coming out.
Ooh, didn't think about that one.
The Undertaker's going to come up and help who?
Dumb.
Going to help the Shield.
Dumb.
Against his own brother.
Yeah, dumb.
Against his own brother, though?
Yeah, he's going to chokeslam that motherfucker. He's going to chokeslam. Watch.
Don't put him to chokeslam Kane.
Yeah.
Unless he comes up and says, where were you when I was in there with Roman Reigns?
Kirk gonna drink his little milk and get his little Popeye power up and everything.
That is not the real Kurt Angle in that damn picture. Why they gotta do a young picture of him?
I sent you that video.
Because he ain't been in the ring in a long time. So what else is gonna show?
I sent you that video Hot Topic that Surfer's talking about.
Okay. Kurt Angle. That boy, raw.
Now, I gotta make a confession.
Uh-oh.
I'm probably gonna miss a lot of this pay-per-view tonight.
Cause you're a Patriots game.
You got it. I'm gonna have two TVs on. I'm gonna be running back and forth from room to room. So
you watching what?
Surfer gonna have the TV on.
The football game. Oh, you watching the Patriots? Oh,
and then I'm missing The Walking Dead.
Surfer gonna have the TV on. The game, he gonna have his computer on the network, and he gonna have his tablet on Walking Dead.
Now I'm gonna miss The Walking Dead until, you know, tomorrow. Watch that tomorrow, and that's the thing. Now I'm gonna have to stay off the internet until I watch it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. If you got Twitter, you're gonna have to.
I don't follow things on Twitter that would spoil it.
That's what I have to do with Game of Thrones.
I don't watch either one.
My notifications.
I don't watch either one, so I'm good.
Your king just getting his money for his election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just like, give him the money anyway.
They probably said, Mr. Jacobs, we're out of poster money. Don't worry about it. I'll go get it real quick.
I got to say, man, I don't watch either one of them, so I'm good.
Yeah, they really show Kurt Angle, and
yeah, well, he's making his return after several years not being in the WWE, and you know, it seemed like the WWE wasn't going to clear him to wrestle.
Why is everybody? Are they all sick? Kevin Owens.
Yeah, they're supposed to be all sick, and it's all supposed to be Bo Dallas' fault. He's supposed to be patient zero.
Now, Kevin Owens did come to Facebook and he said he's not sick. He went home to be with his family, but he did come out on Facebook and saying he was not sick. So,
take that. So what you think happened then?
Now, what's the doggone it?
Just something just spread it. That's all.
I can't remember meningitis.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
You know how meningitis is contagious. It's airborne, and if you don't get it taken care of, it can cause serious harm.
So who the fuck had that then? Somebody had to have that. Probably Vince.
No, it's supposed to have been Bo Dallas. It supposed to have been Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas was supposed to be the one spreading it around.
It was probably Vince. Let's go to work. it was Bo Dallas.
Yeah, that's the one place said.
Be patient, Zero.
Damn, we really want to see Roman Reigns. Really want to see the shield. But it's good. Stop. We won't get the full review.
Stop lying. You ain't want to see no Roman Reigns.
he is my cousin, so I gotta say something.
Well, folks, you know, the fun don't have to end at the end of this show. There are other shows. We're going to have a post show here around 11-ish, depending on when the pay-per-view is over. You think this is going to go over or under 11 o'clock? They're going to end it on time.
Particularly from that debacle after that last pay-per-view.
Tomorrow, you're listening to the soothing sounds of William Morgan, who hosts the Sports Report at 11:15 tomorrow on radio.
That's right.
And then Tuesday we'll get more talk about wrestling on a doubleheader. First the Shining Wizards live at 7.
Damn.
And then the rant. Yeah, I'm telling you. And then the rant live
that's
at 9.
That's what I tell you?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's her.
Hey, I told you, man. You wonder if Tyson Kidd is really holding her down properly.
He ain't doing that, because that's a white girl that I date a black guy. That's that type of look she got. Damn.
Yeah.
And the Miz is having a girl. If you saw they little, what's the name?
They're having a girl. Yeah.
They're having a little girl. The Miz and your wife.
But that's what I'm saying about the Italian. Oh, my goodness. Get low.
What's the name? It's hella ugly. It's
Lana. And she's only been with Tyson Kidd. No one else in her life, right?
As far as I know, it's Tyson Kidd.
Damn, she decides to discover. She wants to discover the rest of the world.
All right, without her makeup.
I'm just saying, if she explored a little.
Oh my goodness. Nice kid be in trouble.
Thursday will be ranting wrestling. They'll probably go over the pay-per-view also. And then Friday, you probably get a little bit more pay-per-view, but you'll get something you're going to learn about when Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m.
They're doing Halloween Havoc 97.
Yeah, okay. Halloween Havoc 97. Spooky. Halloween is coming up.
That was a good show, too.
And my show, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, will be here next Sunday at 5 p.m.
And they're going to die. Ooh.
With the news and. Got Thor coming up soon and The Punisher.
Ooh, and that's next week. Did you get any tickets for that?
For what?
Early showing for
Thor.
For Thor.
Not yet. My agent's hasn't been doing his job properly.
You need to send your agent my way too.
No, he can't do it in your town. He can only do it in my town.
Damn.
Surf just holding out on you, man. That's all that.
No, it's not. Speaking of movies, I got one of those movie pass cards.
That really worked?
It worked for me so far. I've seen two movies on it this week.
What's a movie pass card?
It's a card you pay $10 a month. You're supposed to allow you to see 2D movies as much as you want. You know, what you got to do is, like, when you get the card, you go to the movie theater you want. And once you're at the theater, you got to open up the app on your phone. You got to make sure your locator is on. It'll pick up that you're at that particular theater. And then you pick what movie you want. You give them the number on your card. It'll reserve the ticket. Then you go to the box office, get your ticket, and you go in.
Why not just buy the ticket anyway?
You're paying $10 a month.
Okay, 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 okay. So you basically pay that $10.
It's 5 o'clock, Suffer.
It's 8 p.m. So anyway, so we out, people. We'll talk to somebody after the pay-per-view here on radio. And where's the closer? Y'all can go, fellas, while I look for this close-out music.
All right,
man.
All right, y'all. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Peace.
I should have had this queued up, but, you know, I don't know what I'm doing in life and so on. I can admit that. I can admit my flaws. I used to not be able to admit them. But, you know, when you get older, you have to admit them, so. Let's see. That's not it. Yeah, all right, so people, thanks for listening. We out later. Yeah, we're gonna be legends. Gonna get their attention. What we're doing here ain't just scary. It's so powerful.